היי רבותיי, it's so hard to speak when one is confronted with the unspeakable. It's so hard to think when the mind is racing about the unthinkable. It's too difficult. It's too immediate. It's too painful. The sorrow that we should have over the tragedy that we heard about last night in Har Meron by the Tziyun of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Zechuto tagen aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael achenu v'yomar letzarotenu dai. It's so hard to understand, it's so hard to feel anything other than grief. The loss of life, 44 Jews, 44 Kemenyan Dam, 44 like the 44 candles of Hanukkah. Right there in one of the most holiest places in the world. Yes, we rejoiced last night by the Hilulah in the Beit Knesset. We had a beautiful Hilulah. We rejoiced only because we have to honor Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's what he asked, that we should make a Hilulah, a day of celebration. But how careful we have to be that the Hilulah should not become Chilul HaShem. Chas v'shalom. I am not sure that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had in mind that we should come to him in a way that is unorderly, in a way that is not safe, that is against all kinds of regulations of safety. I don't think that's what he wanted. What Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wanted is that Jews should love each other in this world. Jews should see the nobility in each other and behave in such a way, in a way of royalty. Respectful to each other, respecting each other's place and ma'amad in this world, to behave with the majestical nobility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared us to be, a royal nation. We are a mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. We are not a rabble. We're not lowly people who behave in disorderly fashion. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's surely not what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai called for. After so long, a whole year of social distance, being masked. Things don't happen for no reason. All that happens so that we should appreciate each other, that we should give kavod to each other, not fight with each other, not shout at each other. Rather, to bring more and more ahava. Like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Zohar HaKadosh, that with this book of the Zohar, we will go out of Galut, Berechimuta, with love. Anan Berechimuta Talyan. We are depending on our midah of Ahava, of Chesed, to each other. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, there is a young Gadol Batorah that is rising. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift, the Yanuka Kadisha, the Holy Yanuka, Rav Shlomo Yehuda. People come to hear him in the masses. Hundreds and hundreds of people come to hear, and big Rabbanim, a tzaddik, a kadosh, a gaon, who knows Kol HaTorah Kula literally, is at the tip of his finger. And what he speaks about all the time is how much we have to unite and to love each other and to give kavod to each other. How many times in his drasha he tells the people, Lo litchof echad hasheni, not to push one another, lechabed echad et hasheni, to give respect. We have to be mitchazek, rabotai, in ahavat Israel. Not to put down another Jew, not to put down a sect of Jews who maybe do not dress the same way as we do, who do not have the same opinions all the time as we do. But we are Am Echad, rabotai. We are Am Echad. Never, never to put down any Jew or any group of Jews. Always to be Melamed Zechut. Always to be Melamed Zechut. To speak good about Jews. To see kindness and favor in the face of a Jew. That is absolutely the lesson that we have to strengthen ourselves in. To speak bad about another Jew, to speak bad about another group of Jews, that is uncalled for, and it has to be absolutely rooted out from our system. Rooted out from our system. Always to be melamed zechut. Always to see the good. To see the ma'alot of our friends. To be meshabeach, to praise other Jews. There's enough chilul Hashem that is going on in the world. We have to be mekadeshem shamayim. We have to sanctify Hashem's name. Acharei mot kedoshim, after the death of kedoshim, emor, emor, speak up in the good of Jewish people. We have to be journalists for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means to shed light upon the light of that which is the Jew. Enough already with the disunity. Enough already with the lack of respect for one another. Did we not learn our lesson in this past year? We need Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to give us a blow like that? Is that what we need? I think enough is enough. We have to look at each other in their eyes with love of Ahavat Israel and make a commitment in our heart never to speak bad about another Jew, to give only kavod, only ahava, to bow down to another Jew. Like the Tana de Veliyahu says, Himlachta et chavercha, did you make your friend a king over you? That's how it has to be. Ubi milamed zechut an Am Yisrael. Last year, we weren't able to go to Meron. So this year, they came out behamonehem, and unfortunately, kara ma shekara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yomar letzarotenu dai, we should hear no more sorrow. Velo yosifu leda'ava od. Hashem should give comfort, nechama, to all those families that are grieving today, that are mourning, that are sitting shiva. Our heart goes out to them and is with them. And to all the pitsuim, all those who are injured, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu send them refu'a shelema, Achlama mi'ira, May the zechut of the holy Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stand for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu should hear our prayers and see our pain and send us the geula ashlema. Imhera bi'amenu.